This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Something very important happens to a customer or sales prospect when they're placed on hold while calling a business. Historically, this can be a non-productive experience. As the caller, you get bored, and as the business owner, you risk losing that customer altogether. Our guest on this segment wanted to transform that on-hold time into a whole new marketing and communications opportunity for businesses everywhere. Julie Cook is the president of Easy On Hold. She and her husband, Tim Brown, created the company to help companies leverage the time they're inbound callers spend on hold into a more productive experience than is typically the case. Joining us on the line from Kalamazoo, Michigan, to tell us more about how Easy On Hold works is their president, Julie Cook. Julie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So you and your husband, Tim, were hardly strangers to the world of production when you launched Easy On Hold. Tell us a bit about your careers in broadcasting, journalism, marketing, and film production.
Would love to. Tim has a great background in radio, voiceovers, broadcasting, production, all of that kind of work. And he really knew how to take an idea and turn it into a compelling 60-second radio spot, not to mention his 20 years as an announcer on the air. So he was really seasoned in that way. He was also a writer of jingles and video shoots and documentaries and that type of thing. So a great background for him there. And then what I bring to the table is also a background in broadcast production, and I was also in radio, and actually my foray was into news, and then I turned into the public relations world, and we ran an agency for a while, and we really love helping clients tell their customers how their product or service could make the lives of their customers better. And we kind of stumbled into the on-hold business one day. It's an interesting story. Tim was on hold at a restaurant trying to make reservations for us for dinner many, many years ago. And while he was on hold, he heard an ad because they were playing the radio on hold, and he heard an ad for another restaurant. It sounded so good that he hung up, and we went there for dinner instead.
How remarkable.
Yeah, and the idea, he couldn't stop thinking about the power of that, you know, 20 seconds or 30 seconds on hold, how that caused him to make a buying decision for the other guy.
Wow.
And then another connection was that he had been hired to voice over an on-hold message for a very large chain of stores. And he connected the dots and he said, I could do that for a living. He checked out the market. There weren't a lot of on-hold companies, quite frankly, and they weren't doing a very good job. So that's how Easy On Hold got started.
Julie, when you set out to start providing this service with Tim, what did you see around in terms of the audio that typically plays in these circumstances? And what did you identify as the major opportunity for you in terms of doing it differently?
Well, the traditional on-hold message was boring. You'd be placed on hold and basically would be subject to hearing someone read a brochure online. And nobody wants to hear that when they're on hold. You want someone having a conversation with you and making it in short little ideas so you could actually focus on what they were saying and think about it.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to rewrite the on-hold messaging industry, so to speak. So we brought a different writing style to the on-hold message. We make them short and crisp. And we want you to be compelled so that while you're holding, you don't roll your eyes and can't wait to get off hold. You actually don't mind being on hold until the person you're calling can come back to the phone.
It's true. None of us like to be on hold. It is sort of akin to being in line, the phone version of being in line for service, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's like, next. And so when you're on hold, you want to get the impression that you're special and that the company that you've chosen to do business with or may choose to do business with has thought about everything to do with how they will treat you as a customer. And far too many business owners don't think on hold is important. And we're shocked at the stories that we hear over and over again about how we'll have a prospect call into us and say, you know, I never put myself on hold, but we're getting complaints. And I said, when's the last time that you put yourself on hold? Gosh, maybe 8 years? So that's incredible to me. And so to me, sharp businesses, especially in this economy, are thinking about everything they can. How can I make my customers like me better? How can I make my customers trust me more and believe in me so that they'll stick with me to do business with?
So I'm a small business and I decide you guys have it absolutely right. What does the process look like as you begin planning the messaging for my small or mid-sized business?
Sure. We're going to conduct an interview with you because we need to get to know you as fast as we can because we've got to get started on that first script. So we're going to ask you questions like, what makes you unique from your competitor? When people call, what are they often asking? Are there some frequently asked questions that the on-hold message could take care of and perhaps save your receptionist or your staff some time? Perhaps the caller simply wanted to know your address or your hours. That's a real common thing that we can put into an on-hold message. So we're going to interview you. We're also going to check out your website if there's some things there that you find are important that we as lay people, not having done business with you, what would we be looking for some scripting ideas that we think, you know, if I were a customer, I'd want to know, and then we'd write a short little paragraph about that. So it all starts with the script, believe it or not. Even though this is an audio production, it's all about the message. So that's where we're going to start first.
What's fascinating is I listen to that process you go through. It's very much a really intersection between your marketing and agency experience. You've turned the on-hold time into media time that was unused. Remnant media, haven't you?
Exactly. It's kind of like radio on hold, if you think about it. A traditional on hold message is 4 minutes. If you think about that, that's 8 30-second radio spots. And a well-done radio spot can make the phones ring. So when the phones ring, let's then continue what you'd already been promoting on traditional broadcast options. Let's then tell the caller more while they're holding. It can be purely branding. You can just tell about what makes, why your brand is the way it is. It can be a promotion that you're offering. It can be just, again, just information that the caller needs to know. A big user of on-hold message are tech companies when they've got people who need tech help. And you know how long it can take to sit on hold when you've got a problem with your PC. And there's so much that a tech company can be offering their callers while holding. They can go online to learn this, place an order, you know, place your tech order at this website. So it's endless what we can accomplish with that on-hold message.
If I have it right, you also have an approach to using music in these on-hold messages that you create. That is a key part of your strategy, right?
It really is. The caller needs to be entertained to a degree, not only spoken to, and we have to have that important balance of music and talking. If you jam this thing full of too much talking, as great as the writing is going to be, you can still turn off your caller. So we need to give them breaks so that they can digest what you've just told them, perhaps take action while they're holding. They might be going to your website and doing something while they're holding, but give them a chance to then enjoy some music. And the music can range from jazz or classical to pop to reggae, and the tracks that we use are all licensed tracks. In other words, you're legal when you use these. If you just put on your favorite CD that's not legal to do, you don't have the rights to do that, believe it or not, through your phone. So the tracks that we have, the rights to use, are licensed. It's the same tracks that you'll hear on major films, film scores, TV shows like CSI and HGTV, even on video games. These are great four-minute tracks that we put behind your on-hold message.
We're visiting with Julie Cook. She's the president of Easy On Hold. The website, www.easyonhold.com. Easyonhold.com. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about the structure of engagement when you're working with a client. Do they have an opportunity to refresh the messaging, or how does all that work in terms of the time frame?
Sure. Some companies will need to update a lot. For example, you could be a retailer and you're offering a lot of promotions. They have specific end dates. So you need to be constantly working with our team to keep that thing fresh. There are some companies who are seasonal in nature. For example, might be an HVAC company, a landscaping company. Here in Michigan, where we're based, you know, we've got harsh winters where we might be pushing snow plowing or snow blowers, and then in the summer we're going to push lawn care and that sort of thing. So for that kind of a customer, we may create four messages a year that they can rotate quarterly. with our company, you don't have any annual fees if you go that route. You can keep those messages and rotate them or keep them fresh, which is what we always recommend. And, you know, the next year, have us make a new batch of seasonal messages for you that you can then, change up throughout the year. You can buy just one message. If you're the type of company where you just don't have the budget, but you want to have something on hold, start with one message. Keep it, play it for as long as you like, and when the budget is right, come on back and let us freshen it up for you. So there's lots of ways to go. You can go with a monthly plan or an unlimited plan or just a one-time plan. It's up to you.
All right, terrific. Again, it's EASYonhold.com. What are some of the other online features that you offer? There were some unique features to Easy On Hold in terms of your ability to go online and do stuff. Do I have that right?
That's right. Old school was we email you scripts and we email you MP3 files. And with emails, spamming filters these days, it's really impossible. Our customers weren't getting their stuff. So now we have everything online in a nice little tidy archival place where you go to our website, log in, and there on a web page are all of your productions that we've made for you. You can also start a script there, edit your scripts. So all of it's done online now. So we're really quite a modern on-hold company.
Julie, tell us about your clients, your customers. Are there certain types of businesses that tend to be attracted to this strategy, or does it run the gamut?
It runs the gamut. Back in my journalism days, when you covered a story, you didn't know what the story was going to be about, but you had to get acclimated real fast to the content and be able to draft a good news story out of it. Same is true with on-hold messaging. We've written scripts for, dentists and doctors and carpet companies and HVAC companies and trucking companies. So many unique companies, yet they all have one thing in common. They've got customers calling. And they've got to manage those calls, and they've got to manage that relationship with their callers. And I'm most impressed with, it seems to be small business owners who have, especially family-owned businesses.
Yeah.
They, more than anybody, understand how important that customer relationship is, and I would say that they probably make up 60 or 70% of our business. We also work with very large corporations who also know that they've got to spend money on the caller experience, we call it. So we work with companies like Shaw Flooring and Ashley Furniture Home Stores and DHL Shipping to very small, mom and pop companies. So it does run the gamut.
The other thing we should point to in all of this is that many companies will spend media dollars on what we'll call external customer acquisition. In other words, they're spending money on customers that they don't yet have, where we know it's very important as business owners and often a source of more if you just engage those that are already your customers. So these businesses have existing customers calling in, and this helps them stay engaged, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, the name of the game in business is repeat customers, repeat business. And as you've pointed out, you've already spent the money to get them to do business with you. So let your on-hold message, which costs maybe a dollar a day, a one-time fee if you do just one production at $375, for example, let that very inexpensive marketing tool tell them what else you can do for them. And build that relationship further so that they'll do repeat business. Because they could be on the line, who knows, maybe they have done business with you once, they're holding to check prices, or they're not sure if they're going to do business with you again, and they're sort of doing some new exploration. Why not convince them that their original choice to do business with you was the right thing then? It's going to be the right thing to do today.
Julie, I would also draw a distinction, and I think you'll agree that even though you have a background in writing and producing commercials for traditional media, this is a very different animal, isn't it, in terms of how you design the experience?
Well, it is, because the ideas have to be very short. People can only hear so much and then they tune it out, unless they're very oral listeners. Believe it or not, I come from a broadcast background, but I prefer to read. So if someone is talking at me constantly, my brain can only handle so much data. I need a break. So we have to craft these things. For example, again, using the 4-minute length as our standard.
Sure.
We can get 8 different topic areas into that script if we write it with 3 to 4 to 5 sentences in a very crisp style.
Well, great stuff. What an interesting business model. What an opportunity for businesses to leverage what is usually idle time that can sometimes be boring and annoying for customers and new customers, prospects, into something valuable for a small business or a mid-size or, as you say, large corporation. Julie Cook has been our guest. Easy On Hold is the company. They create a compelling messaging for on-hold inbound callers for your business. That website, www.easyonhold.com, EASYonhold.com, just like it sounds. Is there also a phone number where folks can reach you, Julie?
It is 888-798-HOLD. Or 888-798-4653.
Julie Cook, Easy On Hold. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.